A reading from the book of Tobit. When the angel Raphael and Tobiah had entered Madiah and were getting close to Abadamah, Raphael said to the boy, "Tobiah, my brother," he said, "here I am." He said, "Tonight we must stay with Raguel, who is a relative of yours. He has a daughter named Sarah." He brought him to the house of Raguel, whom they had found seated by his courtyard gate. They greeted him first. And he said to them, "Greetings to you too, brothers. Good health to you and welcome." And he brought them into his home. Raguel slaughtered a ram from the flock and gave him a cordial reception. When they had bathed and reclined to eat, Tobiah said to Raphael, "Brother Azariah, ask Raguel to let me marry my kinswoman Sarah." Raguel overheard the words, and so he said to the boy, "Eat and drink and be merry tonight, for no man is more entitled to marry my daughter Sarah than you, brother. Besides, not even if I had the right to give her to anyone, not even I have the right to give her to anyone but you, because you are my closest relative. But I will explain the situation to you very frankly. I have given her in marriage to 7 men, all of whom were kinsmen of ours, and all died on the very night they approached her. But now, son, eat and drink. I am sure the Lord will look after you both." Tobiah answered, "I will eat or drink nothing until you have set aside what belongs to me." Raguel said to him, "I will do it. She is yours according to the decree of Moses, the book of Moses. Your marriage to her has been decided in heaven. Take your kinswoman. From now on, you are her love, and she is your beloved. She is yours today and ever after. And tonight, son, may the Lord of heaven prosper you both. May he grant you mercy and peace." Then Raguel called his daughter Sarah, and she came to him. He took her by the hand and gave her to Tobiah with the words, "Take her according to the law, according to the decree written in the book of Moses. She is your wife. Take her and bring her back safely to your father. And may the God of heaven grant both of you peace and prosperity." Raguel then called Sarah's mother and told her to bring a scroll so that he might draw up a marriage contract, stating that he gave Sarah to Tobiah as his wife, according to the decree of the Mosaic law. Her mother brought the scroll, and Raguel drew up the contract to which they had affixed their seals. Afterwards, they began to eat and drink. Later, Raguel called his wife, Edna, and said, "My love, prepare the other bedroom and bring the girl there." She went and made the bed in the room, as she was told, and brought the girl there. After she had cried over her, she wiped away the tears and said, "Be brave, my daughter. May the Lord grant you joy in place of your grief. Courage, my daughter." Then she left. When the girl's parents left the bedroom and closed the door behind them, Tobiah arose from bed and said to his wife, "My love, get up. Let us pray and beg our Lord to have mercy on us and to grant us deliverance." She got up, and they started to pray and beg that deliverance might be theirs. And they began to say, "Blessed are you, O God of our fathers. Praise be to your name forever and ever. Let the heavens and all your creation praise you forever. You made Adam, and you gave him his wife Eve to be his help and support. And from these two the human race descended. You said it's not good for the man to be alone. Let us make him a partner like himself. Now, Lord, you know that I take this wife of mine not because of lust, but because for a noble purpose. Call down your mercy on me and on her, and allow us to live together to a happy old age." They said together, "Amen, amen," and went to bed for the night. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways, for you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is the one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. So for those at home, this is going to be adult-oriented homily, just so I don't get any more emails. You talked about this, where it's going to be adult-oriented, like the first reading. So the first reading, of course, is about Tobiah and Sarah. Sarah had been married 7 times, and every time they went to consummate the marriage on the night of the wedding, the man died, right? So here's this woman. 7 times she goes to consummate. 7 times the guy dies. So now Tobiah gets her. And before they consummate, he says, "Ooh, we better pray." And so they prayed, and God blessed them. So the first part of this is to make sure that there's no part of our life where we don't invite God into. When I do wedding prep, I did the day before yesterday, and I said, "Listen, when you're intimate with your spouse after marriage, I'd encourage you that you pray before you consummate. You pray before you do the physical marital act." And years ago, when I said that to a guy, he says, "Well, Father, don't you think that's going to kill the moment?" And I go, "If you think it's going to kill the moment, you don't know what sex is, and you don't know what prayer is." This God was the first thing out of God's mouth was increase and multiply. First commandment. So he wants to be part of the act. If there's any act in our life we will not invite God to, it is not of God. You keep it from God. And to keep anything from God is sin. God wants to be invited into every part of our life. Every part. Is there any part of our life we don't want God to enter? And if there is, we got to really pray about that. What is God telling me? Because, of course, I'm supposed to love God above everything, according to the gospel. So if I do, there's nothing that I don't invite him into. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.